right, fans, there it is, the national anthem. Shout out to Kathy Cotton listening in Fairfax, one of our featured independent artists this season. We've got more indie music for you coming up all night long, as usual. Amanda Carrill will be our featured indie artist tonight. But for now, Stuart Horn, P-Lo, the host of P-Lo's Power Hour, is alongside for his maiden voyage, his first broadcast, debut play-by-play. P-Lo, he'll be doing the color commentary tonight. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC Conference Tournament. We've been waiting all season long for this. Tonight, massive implication. Should the Penguins make it past the Pioneers tonight, they'll go on to the semis Friday, and then the finals are scheduled for Saturday night. We'll be playing at Cal State University East Bay. The starting lineups now for the Pioneers under head coach Tony West, assisted by Beth Murdoch, Michael Phelps, Terrellyn Good. Number three is Morgan Hunter, the 5'4" junior out of Sacramento. Number 10, Andrea Rodriguez, a 5'6" sophomore from San Leandro. Number 13 is Emily Schaefer, a 5'6" senior from Kelseyville. Number 21, Amy Elliott, a 5'2" senior from San Leandro. And Ashley Jacobs, number 32. That's O.J. Simpson's old number, P-Lo. Ashley Jacobs, she is number 32, a 5'7" sophomore out of Sacramento for the Penguins under head coach Brianna Chambers. She's assisted by Bria Rode, LaShawna Bridgeforth, and Christine Witt. Coach Chambers will be sending out number 15, Shelly Clermanco, a 5'10" junior out of San Rafael, the hometown girl. Number 20 is Alicia Flatten, the CalPAC assist leader from last year, a 5'6" junior out of Hayward. Kelsey Janish, number 22, is a 5'8" junior out of Nevada. Taki Takoi from Rotorua, New Zealand, number 25, is Takoi. And rounding things out for Coach Chambers is Raquel Gomes, number 32, a 5'10" sophomore from just up the road. Santa Rosa is Gomes, and we are ready to get this thing underway. Both teams are out on the floor. P-Lo alongside. Very excited to get this thing going. Got our theme music playing away. Everybody very intense. It's blackout night here at the Conlon Center. Gomes in the middle for the Penguins. For the East Bays, it looks like it will be Ashley Jacobs. Getting ready for the tip-off, and here we go, fans. CalPAC tournament is now officially underway, and the Penguins get it as Alicia Flatten takes it down to the southern end of the Conlon Center. The Penguins moving from the P to the Q on the computer keyboard. From our right to left as P-Lo and I sit here in the opulent broadcasting area, high atop the area of play on the eastern wall, looking down on the court. The first shot on goal goes by Gomes, nothing. Down with it is Shelly Clermanco. And Clermanco kicks it out to Takoi in the left corner. Takoi goes long, two ball from 17, nothing. Takoi couldn't get it, and the rebound is taken down by Amy Elliott. Oh, a backcourt penalty. No, it's not. And the Penguins can't come up with it. East Bay's got it, and in the scrum, there was no backcourt violation. East Bay's got the ball now, moving from our left to right. The shot on goal goes up by Ashley Jacobs, nothing. It's tipped out by Gomes. Penguins in transition back down to the other end. Moving from our right to left, Janish has got the ball. Janish high off the glass. Janish had no reason to shoot that ball. She had zero patience, but in the fast break to the other end, Gomes gets in the way of it, steals it. It ends up in the front row of the grandstands up there by Coach John Brooks, one of the winningest head coaches in CalPAC soccer history. Brooks sitting up there, and the ball goes out of bounds off of one of the Pioneers. Penguins have got it. Bringing it up is Alicia Flatten. Number 20 is flat, and she kicks it off left wing to Takoi. Janish catches it off the feet. She manages to hold on to it. Picks up a screen from Clermanco. 18:40 on the clock. No scoring yet. Penguins and Pioneers. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC. And the turnaround jumper by Shelly Clermanco is good after a perfect feed by Alicia Flatten. Flatten was able to find it. A perfect seam to hit Clermanco, and Flatten just has a way of doing that. 2-0 Penguins. Morgan Hunter's got the ball now in between the circles. Hunter did a number on the Penguins last time East Bay was in the house, and an off-ball penalty call against Janish. Janish bangs herself on the chest as if to admit to the rest of the team that, in fact, she had committed that error. 18:15 to go. It's 2-0. Penguins on top so far. You're listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio home. The Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, P-Lo, bringing you live Penguin basketball worldwide from San Fran to Japan. from Mumbai to Dubai. Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all four corners of the universe and beyond. Tokoy's got it. Left side jumper. Softly off the glass. Deep. Taken down by Andrea Rodriguez, the 5'6" sophomore. Quick transition other end. Frida Lee's come in for the Pioneers. She heaves it across the court. Andrea Rodriguez goes up and scores the first bucket for the Pioneers. 17:37 to go. Very quickly to the other side now. Penguins back on offense. And Tokoy throws it away. Well, Tokoy threw it right into the hands of Morgan Hunter. Easy layup, Hunter. 4-2 in favor of the Pioneers. Pilo, very quick game so far as the timeout's been called by the Penguins. Your impression so far, sir?
Well, I think Dominican really needs to take advantage of their size. They have a couple bigger ladies than Cal State East Bay. If they get the ball inside, I don't think Cal State East Bay will be able to stop them. Right now they're not playing too. They're kind of playing kind of sloppy, but hopefully they pick that up.
4-2 in favor of the Pioneers from Cal State University East Bay. Now, should the Penguins, either team, of course tonight is a doubleheader. Men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Should either team make it through tonight, the next round will be played, and in fact all subsequent rounds to tonight will be played at Cal State University East Bay out there in Hayward. As Pilo mentioned, the Pioneers come in tonight seated number 7, 6-10 in conference. Penguins 11-5 in conference, seated number 3. So on paper, seems like the Penguins have a pretty good chance to get through tonight's match. But the Pioneers are no slouch, and you don't want to get confident too early. Pioneers very tough under head coach Tony West. So the Penguins have the work cut out for them. Pilo and I are ecstatic to be here. I think I can speak on your behalf on that one, Pilo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited myself. Here we go now. Penguins back on offense. Tokoy hands it off to Alicia Flatten, the 08 assist leader in the Cal Pack. And the East Bays with an unforced turnover. That was an off-ball penalty called against Shelly Klimenko. Klimenko was under the hoop, pushed off on the defender, and the ball goes back to the Pioneers. 4-2 in favor of East Bay, 17 minutes exactly to go in the first half. And of course, the halftime extravaganza coming up with all the stats. More independent music from our featured indie artist. Oh no, a three ball goes off by Amy Elliott. Out on the right wing, good. Nothing but swish, 7-2. DU trailing in the first half, 16:45 to go. Tokoy with a head fake. Tokoy goes baseline. She's in trouble. Flips it out to Klimenko. Foot fake over to Janish. Right side, three ball. Oh! Janish buries a tray ball to answer. 7-5, 16.5 to go. Quick transition, side of the backboard by Emily Schaefer, the 5'6 senior out of Kelseyville. Schaefer got the side of the backboard, and Klimenko was able to box out and pull it down. Then the Penguins again throw it away. Penguins looking very sloppy in the first half. Ugly. Andrea Rodriguez, quick transition as the Penguins prepare Shauna Bryant to enter the game. Penguins down by 4. 9-5, we're coming up on 16 minutes. Three ball chucked up by Alicia Flatten. Does not go. Penguins get the rebound. Flatten drives in, foot fake, backs out. Tokoy three ball, left side, yes. And Tokoy brings the Penguins within one, and the ball ends up in the hands of Coach Brianna Chambers after an errant pass intended for Andrea Rodriguez. Shauna Bryant, number 44, enters the game. Pilo, you know, 44, that's Willie McCovey's old number. 9-8, DU trailing, 15:43 to go. Penguins got it. After the East Bay threw it away, they finally paid the Penguins back a little bit of a favor. 15.5 to go in the first half of this one. Jed Jackson off tonight. Pilo in his place.
A nice pass.
Great pass there, you're right, from Tokoy on the right side of the end line. She found Raquel Gomes on the left side of the bucket. Gomes lays it in for the first time tonight. With the exception of the first bucket of the night, the Penguins pull ahead. 10-9, 15-10 to go in the first half. Stuart Horn, Pilo, the host of Pilo's Power Out, right here on radio.dominican.edu with live basketball action. Here we go, fans. Penguins on defense. Penguins defending the northern hoop. Holy cow. Speaking of the Northern Hoop, Frieda Lee just cans a big three ball from 22. Frieda Lee straight ahead. Nails a three and puts the Pioneers back up by a pair. 12-10. Tekoi finds the seam. Left side off the glass. Short. Rebound Morgan Hunter. Now she heaves it up and it's in the Penguin bench again. That one ends up in the hands of Vanessa Miller, who is not suited up tonight. Miller, the senior, has got the sweats on, but been injured all season. Janish to bring it in right in front of the opulent broadcasting area from which Pilo and I are calling this one. 14.5 to go. 12-10 to go. Sorry, 14-24 to go. 12-10 is the score. Penguins are trailing in the first half of this one. Tekoi throws it over to Gomes. Gomes very quickly in the paint finds Bryant, and Bryant buries the two.
That was a nice high-low action right there. That was a great pass.
Penguins with some zigzagging. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans. You'll be happy to know our head trainer here at DU, Andrea Rodriguez, with the ball. She's got Janish plastered to her. Janish won't let her in. Colleen Cooley's got it. She flips it back outside. Three ball, Amy Elliott, yes. Straight away, Penguins trail by 3:15-12. 13:45 to go, fans, in the first half. Penguins moving right to left. Penguins attacking that Southern Hoop. First game of the CalPAC Conference Tournament. Three ball by Flatten, yes. Flatten, way out in the right corner, cans the tray ball. 15 up, fans. 13.5 to go now. Penguins back on defense. Amy Elliott's got it. She heaves it over to the left side. Another three ball by Rodriguez, and it's raining threes, Pilo.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't seem like either one of these teams want to play any defense.
18-15. A lot of offense so far. Man, there's a ton of people in the house so far. Men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Gomes has got it in the lane. She gives it away. Man, I don't know where Gomes was going with that. I think she was trying to hit Bryant. Instead, she hands it right off to Colleen Cooley, who takes it to the other end. Quick two ball. Cooley going up, trying to get her own rebound. Smacks up against Frieda Lee. And the Penguins, Alicia Flatten, gets rung up with that one. That's the second team foul committed by the Penguins. Two team fouls committed by the Pioneers. Entering the game is Kaserina Hafoka for the Penguins. And having a seat for now. I'm not sure which one of the Penguins came out. We'll have to figure that one out. Hafoka is in there with Janish and Bryant and Tekoi and Flat for the Pioneers with 12:50 to go. Frieda Lee will go back to the bench for now. She's taking a breather. Christina Lynn has come into the game along with Lindsay Scherf. Scherf, a six-footer out of Livermore, is a junior, 18-15. DU trailing this one. And inbounds to Janish. And just as Janish touched the ball, she was immediately fouled by Amy Elliott. Elliott, a senior at 5'2", out of San Leandro. And the Penguins will bring it again in on the sideline. They do so. That was the 13 foul. Perfect pass from Janish to Bryant down low. Bryant got her own rebound, then hits the deck with two of the Pioneers. And we'll see who the whistle was against. And here comes the referee. Foul was called against Lindsay Scherf, who's just come into the game, against Shauna Bryant, who will go to the line. The first one by Bryant is way right and a little bit short, Pilo.
If Dominican wants to win this game, they need to turn up the intensity. Right now, they're playing very sloppy.
I would agree. They'll tighten it up, though. I have confidence. 12:30 to go. Bryant cans the second one. Penguins down by two, and they're on defense. 18-16. Oh, well, man, here's a big, long three ball by Morgan Hunter, and Hunter hits from 24 feet. Hunter had no... I can't even believe Hunter took that shot, but the Penguins left her open. But, I mean, at 24 feet, the line's at 19-9, Pilo, as you well know. Here goes the Penguins for a three ball. Janish from, she was about equidistant from that last three ball by Hunter. I don't know what's with all the long balls. Seems like the Penguins are trying to match baskets. Here's another one by Lynn. Three ball, no. Bryant pulls it down, throws the elbows, hangs onto it. 11:52 to go, 21-16. Penguins trailing. Stutter step by Flatten. Flatten drives the lane from the right side. Can't get it to fall. Penguins back on defense. Elliott, left side. Foot fake, Lynn. Lynn turns around, back over to Elliott. Gets it in down low, Cooley. Cooley throws it away, intended for Lindsay Scherf, Pilo.
That was a great pass right there. She just couldn't handle it.
Kind of a bullet. Scherf sort of muffed it, and it went out. Penguins trailing by five, though. They got to pick it up. 11.5 to go. First half action. Pioneer men are in the house. Check it. Menlo men. That'll be the second game tonight, as we are in the tournament. So Pioneer women playing against the Penguin women here. And then the Menlo men will be taking on the Penguins in the nightcap. Now a big long three ball by Janish doesn't go. And the Penguins are on defense after the rebound was taken by Elliott. Elliott now brings it up. She fakes over to the right side, then dips it off left side Rodriguez. Rodriguez now over to Scherf. Another three ball by Frieda Lee, and Pilo is coming unglued over there. He hates it. Pilo's hands went to the ceiling. It's raining threes. And I gotta give the Pioneers props. They're not missing any of those threes. 24-16. We're coming up on 10.5, and there's an easy two ball by Bryant. 24-18. Penguins must be patient at this point. Scherf now with an easy layup left side. Missed it. Taken down by Hafoka. Hafoka dumps it off to Alicia Flatten. And back off to Shauna Bryant for two. 24-20. Penguins creeping up on it. Coming up on 10 minutes. Menlo men are in the house. Should be a very tough nightcap. But for now, it's Penguins and East Bay. And East Bay dumps home another one from 16 is Colleen Cooley, the 5'7" junior out of Buena Park. The Pioneers are really shooting beautifully right now as as the Penguins get a shot on goal by Flatten. It doesn't go. Taken down by Hafoka, and that falls, but a whistle prior to Hafoka letting it go. Buckets waved off. Team foul is called against the Penguins. That's their third. Four committed by the East Bay, 26-20 with 9:52 to go. East Bay now brings it up. Morgan Hunter flips it back to the top of the key. Penguins on defense as Rodriguez has got it. She goes back to the top of the key. Now the Penguins steal it. Raquel Gomes takes it one-on-one. Gomes with the easiest layup of her collegiate career missed it. Gomes is going to hate to see that one, and that one ends up slamming into the Opulent Broadcasting area. And Taki Takoy almost broke the entire... Are we still on the air? Okay, good. Takoy came slamming into the broadcasting area. All right, number 15 is Shea Williams, P-Low. She's not on the roster. I saw 15 out there, and I didn't know what to do. I became confused momentarily, but we have it straightened out. Morgan Hunter, however, is not confused, as Morgan Hunter just hit another long tray ball from about 22, and the Penguins are down by 9, and we have 8:50 to go in the first half. So that's Shea Williams, P-Low. If I forget... Well, let me forget. Turnaround jumper by Shelly Clermanco. That's our number 15. She couldn't get it to go. Quick transition. Christina Lynn all alone. Easy layup. Lynn had no defenders in her way, and the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. And as Pilo mentioned, the Penguins are looking kind of sloppy. Timeout's been called by the Penguins, and I think it's a good time to do so. This timeout is brought to you by Bank of Marin. Proud sponsor of DU Athletics. You can find them online at bankofmarin.com. Also brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pilo's reading one right now. Your daily copy's 50 cents. Find him online at marinij.com. Pilo, your impressions of the first half so far? Pretty nutty.
Not looking pretty right now for Dominican. They're not able to get out to the shooters on Cal State East Bay, and they're not exposing them down low like I think they should be. They're way bigger than Cal State East Bay is, so we'll see how that keeps going. But they definitely need to get out some shooters. Number 21 has about 4 3-pointers already, and there's still 8 minutes left in the game. So if they want any chance to win this game, they need to turn up the intensity on defense and offense. Cal State East Bay is coming into this game with a lot of pretty much nothing to lose mentality. So they're playing sure like it.
Loser of this game goes home, and that's it for the season. Winner continues. There is no consolation round in the CalPAC tournament. You either win or it's done. And for the seniors, all the seniors in the tournament, boy, they do not want to lose. Here's a nice long two ball. The good look by Raquel Gomes. Gomes with a horseshoe. Klimenko hits the deck. It's 5-on-4. Here's a soft jumper by Frieda Lee. Good. And the Pioneers aren't missing much, Pilo. 33-20. Penguins are not rattled, but they're getting hammered so far. Penguins trailing by 13 with 8 minutes to go in the first half exactly. Klimenko has it on the right elbow with a foot fake. She spins 180. She's got nowhere to go. Klimenko gets tripped by Frieda Lee inadvertently. Lee helps her up. Check it. I think that Shea Williams helped her up. I think Lee inadvertently tripped her. Shea Williams helped her up, and she fell right on that left knee that Klimenko has all bandaged up. And the Penguins cannot afford to lose Klimenko. Not at all. Right side. Alicia Flatten goes three, ball short. Rebounded by Andrea Rodriguez. She goes left side, Williams. Williams drives the lane. Williams with the scissor legs. She kicks it out left side. Driving in right side now. Rodriguez, easy layup. Pioneers are on fire. And the Penguins need them to slow things down. Brittany Rollins come in the game for the Penguins. Rollins, a 5'5 freshman. She heaves it to the top of the key to Janish. Bullet pass over the top. Left side now. Oh, off the glass by Raquel Gomes. Klimenko with the rebound. Turnaround jumper. No. Gomes put back. Yes! Gomes gets it to fall. Three shots on goal is the problem. It took the Penguins' Trey to get two. 35-22 coming up on 7 minutes exactly. Behind the back is Morgan Hunter. Stolen away for an instant by Alicia Flatten, but Hunter got it back. Hunter in the right side, right in front of the Penguin coach. In the corner. Now the baseline. Driving in right side, Christina Lynn goes in and a whistle. And she travels with it. Lynn's called. Penguins get the ball back, Pilo. Penguins trail by 13 with 6:48 to go.
They definitely get the ball inside, just like the last time they got the ball into Raquel Gomes, and she was able to get a putback and score. They need to keep doing the same thing if they want to have a chance to cut into this lead.
Gomes is the presence down low for the Penguins, although Chambers has got the big team in there with Gomes and Klimenko low. Janish with the ball. And Janish walks with it now. So once the Penguins get a break, they give it right back. Penguins can't get anything going. Nothing good happening right now. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC. This is do or die, fans. You either win or you go home. Shot on goal goes off by Frieda Lee. Penguins down with it. Lee finally missed one. I can't believe it. Lee hasn't missed in about 8 minutes. Now the shot goes up by Klimenko. Missed it deep. Put back Gomes. No. Gomes gets her own rebound again. One bounce, kick out. Three ball on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Oh, and the Penguins get the rebound. The put back by Gomes is good. And Gomes will get a chance to go to the line to bring the Penguins within 10. 35-24, 6 minutes exactly overhead. Pioneers are sending in Colleen Cooley to re-enter, as well as Emily Schaefer. Schaefer got the start tonight. Takoy getting ready to come back in for the Mighty Penguins. 35-24, fans. Pioneers playing very aggressively. Takoy back in place of Brittany Rowland. Out there for the Penguins is Janish. And the three-point play has been committed perfectly by Raquel Gomes. Also on the floor for the Penguins, besides Takoy, Klimenko, Janish, Alicia Flatten, and Gomes. And now at the top of the key, looking for the play to unfold is Amy Elliott. She goes left side. She gets it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez now goes down low. Everybody falls on it. And Alicia Flatten falls on top of Morgan Hunter. Penguins are going to get the ball on the jumper, I believe. No. The jump ball will go the way of the Pioneers on the short end, right under their own hoop. The hoop they're going after. Hunter brings it in. Elliott goes top of the key. Works it down low. Reaching in, Klimenko. Foul. Intended for Colleen Cooley. Yeah, the foul is called against Klimenko. Klimenko's got the hair up in a bun tonight. Wearing it very high. Klimenko comes off now. She gets yanked after the foul. And Bryant in her place. last game, fans, you might remember Bryant suffered that big cut above her left eye. It was stitched up, and she's okay. Jumper goes off by Hunter. No. Penguins can't get the rebound. Long three ball on the way by Elliott. No. DU's pick it up. Janish brings it up. She goes left side. Penguins are going to slow things down at 25 on the shot clock. Janish thinking three. Softly down low. Gets it to Bryant. She's got trouble. Bryant's got big trouble. Janish has got it off the glass. How the DU's bury the deuce. 5:08 to go. 35-27. Penguins working it. 5 minutes to go exactly, fans. Here comes Amy Elliott. She's got it left side. Now she backs up between the circles. Holds up the left hand, indicating the play. Heaves it off right side, Schaefer. Schaefer's got Gomes on her. Flips it all the way across the court. Penguins are not on it. Rodriguez. Here's a long one. No. Penguins come down with it. Bryant with a good rebound. Boy, the Penguins all collapsed right into the paint. Picked it up. 35-27. 4:40 to go, fans. Alicia Flatten's got it. Boy, there's tons of photographers in the house tonight from the IJ and for the CalPAC Conference. Here's Bryant off the glass, a little bit short. Bryant couldn't get it to fall. Rebound's taken by Cooley. Cooley flips it off to Hunter in the backcourt. Hunter brings it up between the circles, left side. Just throws it away. Boy, Hunter gave it back to the Penguins. Janish flips it up to Takoy. Takoy one on two. Takoy takes two steps, and it goes out of bounds, and they give it back to the Penguins as it came off of the shoulder of Amy Elliott Pila.
That was a lucky play right there. She had nowhere to go. She should have brought the ball back and started the offense again.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. The Penguins got a break, 35-27. 4:12 to go. Radio down to Minikin.edu. Oh, the Penguins brought it in very quickly as Flat found Gomes right under the hoop. Raquel buries the deuce, brings the Penguins within six. It was 12 just a minute and a half ago. Penguins on a good 6-0 run. Christina Lynn with a backhanded throw, she gets it up to Hunter. The Pioneers have been extremely hot in the first half, and Hunter throws it away. She intended Christina Lynn to have it out there on the left corner, but Lynn fell out of bounds. 3.5 to go, fans. Penguins trailing by six, and the DUs are on offense, Pila.
Dominicans really turned up the defense within the last 3 minutes. They just keep getting the ball inside like right now. They'll be able to come back to nothing.
Saki Takoy finds Raquel Gomes, and all of a sudden, Gomes has got a groove on. Now when Gomes gets it going, it doesn't matter where she is. Everything finds the bottom, and that one did. 35-31. Penguin fans are demanding defense, and they got it as the shot goes off by Hunter. Shauna Bryant with the box out and the rebound. 3:20 to go first half, fans. 35-31. Very slowly, very methodically. Here comes Alicia Flatten. She heaves it off left side to Janish, and Janish throws it into the eighth row at the grandstand, Pilo.
That was a tough pass to make right there. You never want to see a cross-court pass.
Man, oh man, over the head, she threw it as hard as she could, and it ended up, I'm not kidding, in the eighth row of the grandstand. I didn't even know who it was intended for. It may have been intended for Takoy, but it just got out of here in a hurry. 3 minutes exactly, and the Penguins just gave up a golden opportunity. Ball stuck against the backboard, between the rim and the backboard. And now somebody's going to have to, hey, Pilo, why don't you run out there and tap that thing? You can hit the rim, can't you?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right. So Pilo's going to run out and get the ball from between the backboard and the ball. Okay, here goes Pilo. He's going out there. Now he's on the baseline. And Pilo is running toward the ball, and he gets it. Oh! Pilo nails it and pulls the ball down. The whole place is waiting on him. Good job. Pilo's just back in his seat now. Good job there, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I can't believe you got those kind of hops. Good job. Inside of 3 minutes, fans. I'd have done it, but, you know, I was doing the play-by-play.
Yeah.
35-31. Now the Penguins are back on offense after the ball got stuck between the backboard and the rim, and Pilo had to go out and get it. Bryant's got it now, right wing, way out there. Bryant heaves it across the court and throws it away again. Emily Schaefer got in the way of it. Schaefer throws it up to the end line, and it falls on hitting Colleen Cooley in stride perfectly. 2.5 to go. Penguins trail by 5 now. Up on her feet is Chambers. Chambers screaming out the play. Driving the lane, Flatten. Goes left side, no. Back down with the Gomes. Outside Takoy on the way. Oh, Taki Takoy nails a big two ball. And that was large. 2:09 to go. Penguins trail now by 4. 37-33. What a great shot there. 2 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half. Right side now is Christina Lynn. Long three ball on the way. Elliott finally missed one. Taken down by Cooley. Elliott's got it between the circles. Drives in left side. Elliott off the... Oh, it fell out. And they're going to give it back to the DUs after it was tipped out by Emily Schaefer. I think the Penguins got a break there, Pilo.
Yeah, I think so, too. Seems like every time they're making their little run, they're going to tie the game, come back, take the lead. They make a careless pass. Hopefully that can change within the next few minutes.
It looked to me for a second there like Bryant tipped it out, but the Penguins get a break, and that's just what we needed. 1:40 to go, fans. Quarterfinals in the CalPAC tournament. Shot on goal by Janish. Straight away, 8 feet, no. Brought down by Amy Elliott. Elliott's been rough on the DUs all night. It was raining threes earlier in this one. I can't even believe the Penguins are still in it. But they are, 39-33, as a turnaround jumper from the left side by Cooley goes. 1:20 to go, fans. Janish has got it. Janish has got Elliott on her. Now she gets it down low to Coy. Drives baseline left side, soft jumper. Too much, no. Bryant puts it back. Yes! 39-35, 105 to go. Elliott's going to bring it up now. Well, Elliott is good with the ball control. Andrea Rodriguez gets it down low. Stolen away by Gomes. Alicia Flatten's got it. She brings it across the circle. Flatten sits out on the right side slowly. Flips it down low. Bryant, yes! Bryant brings the Penguins within 2:45 seconds to go. 39-37. Pioneers came out as hot as I've ever seen a CalPAC team come. I think they hit six threes in a row between them. And a total of about eight in the first 10 minutes of this game. The Penguins hung tough. 27 minutes. Shot on goal now by Elliott. No. 23 seconds. Penguins are going to hang on to it and get the last shot off. Going to try and tie this thing. 25. Well, the shot clock's still on, but it doesn't matter because there's only 13 seconds to go in the half. Bringing it across the court now is Alicia Flatten, the junior. Flatten fakes left, goes right. 7. Flatten in the circles. 6. Flatten 360 with 4. Flatten on the way. Bryant has it. Oh, with 0.6 seconds in the first half. The Pioneers are going to get it. Let's see if they add a little time to the clock. 39-37, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Now they're going to bring Lindsey Scherf back in, but there's only a half a second to go in the half. And East Bay's got to go 90 feet. Clock won't start to run until the ball's in play. It is. It does. And that is the end of the first half, fans. 39-37. And Pilo and I are going to take about a 9-minute break. We're going to be back with all the stats and all the numbers and everything that matters in about 8 minutes. And we'll bring that to you right here on radio.dominican.edu. Until then, a little more Indian Unsigned. This is Amanda Carrill. She's our featured artist tonight on radio.dominican.edu. See you in 8 minutes.
Someday we won't fall apart this way.
All right, fans, radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. 39-37, just about a minute to go in the halftime of game number one. Stuart Horn and Pilo with you, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Pilo, pretty good first half, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was better than I expected. I thought Dominican was going to come out, you know, put this one away early, but I guess I was wrong about that. Cal State East Bay shot the lights out.
Yeah, Pioneers were very, very hot. In fact, 7 for 9 outside the arc.
That's almost unheard of.
For East Bay, shooting 78% out there. Penguins were 3 for 7 outside with 43%. Penguins are 16 for 40. As opposed to 16 for 27 for the Pioneers. That's where the Penguins made their mark. So, while the Pioneers are very hot outside, Penguins were methodical. Penguins were patient. Penguins managed to hang right in there. And at the end of the first half, the DUs trail by only 2. We are about ready to get the second half of this one underway. We are in the quarterfinals, fans. of the CalPAC tournament. Subsequent rounds will be played over at Cal State University East Bay. But for tonight, we are broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Pilo alongside Stuart Horn with you. And we are ready to get the second half underway, and we do so. Very quick action. Both teams have switched sides, as you might imagine. That's how it works. 19:50 to go in the second half. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30 against the Oaks from Menlo College. And opening things up is a big, long three ball by Amy Elliott, who absolutely dominated the Penguins in the first half. Elliott misses short, and the Penguins get the rebound. Janich brings it up across the circles. Out on the right wing now is Alicia Flatten. Flatten heaves it over to Gomes, who had a pretty decent first half. Gomes was getting hot toward the end of the first half. 19:20 to go. Taki Tokoi is out in the right corner. She flips it up to Janich. Janich with the soft jumper. Janich with the horseshoe. Can't get it. Falling out of bounds is Ashley Jacobs, and the Penguins get another break. Pilo.
That was a good-looking shot right there. I'm sure that's the shot they wanted. About 10 feet out, just rimmed out.
Ashley Jacobs did not want what happened, and that was she dove for it and went out of bounds. Penguins get it on the quickie, inbounds from Alicia Flatten to Raquel Gomes. Gomes dumps it home from right under the hoop. That's a tough shot when you're standing right under the bucket. Ties the game. We're inside of 19 minutes, fans. On radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide, and there's an air ball. The first of the night by Emily Schaefer. First air ball by either squad, and I don't think anybody tipped it. Of course, if somebody tips it, it's not really an air ball, Pilo. 18:45 to go. Tokoi goes three ball right side on the way, and that one's deep. Taken down by Klermenko. Klermenko puts it back, gets her own rebound. Finally gets it to fall, and the Penguins are up by two. And Pilo's much happier about it than he was at this point in the first half. 18:27 to go. Penguins by two, 41:39. Driving the lane now, right side is Jacobs. Jacobs goes up, shot on goal, no. Tipped out by Schaefer. Schaefer gets it blocked by Klermenko. Klermenko hauls it in, gives it back off to Alicia Flatten, goes left side. Flatten drives the lane, Flatten too much glass. Flatten slams into Jacobs, lands on top of little old Jacobs. Lands right on top of her. Jacobs comes up limping, and the foul is called against Alicia Flatten. Second foul, personal foul against Alicia Flatten. First team foul in the second half. 18:10 to go. Pioneers haven't committed any. 41:39 DU. 18 exactly to go, fans. Morgan Hunter now has got the ball between the circles. She's going up against Flatten. Flatten now. Oh, Flatten let the ball get away from her. It's Frieda Lee comes up with it at the top of the key. Ball came off of one of the players' foot. I was going to say feet, but I think it only hit one foot. 17:54 to go. 41:39. I saw you rocking there during the halftime break, Pilo. It's our featured artist, Amanda Carrill, tonight. You'll hear more of her as the night goes on. Shout out to Locke Loma. Over to the right side now is Frieda Lee. She drives the lane. No, down with it is Gomes. Gomes hauls it in and a whistle. Oh, man. Oh, the foul is called against Frieda Lee. I thought it was called against Gomes. Gomes is going for the ball. And then for an instant there, I thought they called it against Gomes, but in fact it was called against Frieda Lee. 17:35 to go, fans. 41:39 Penguins, and the DUs have it on offense. Here's Janich on the left wing. She's got trouble. She hands it off to Flatten. Flatten had a problem for a second. Takes a screen from Gomes. Left slide. Softly. Klermenko. Oh, man. Missed it short range. Klermenko, that's her wheelhouse. Klermenko got an elbow in the right eye. She's rubbing it, but she's running up with it. She's okay. Long three ball. Frieda Lee short. Down with it. Taki Tokoi. All of a sudden, the Pioneers can't hit anything. And that's what the DUs need. First half. Pioneers were playing with the best of them. Here's a shot on goal by Raquel Gomes from the right wing. Gets it to fall. And Klermenko's got a bleeder. And Brianna Chambers is going to have to bring Shauna Bryan in place of Klermenko. Long three ball now. Left side. Rodriguez, as the Penguins were down 5-on-4. Rodriguez hits. An injury timeout has been called. So that Klermenko can go to the bench and be attended to by the head trainer, Jesse Mazza. In her place, Shauna Bryan's come in. The Penguins are still on top by 143-42 on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. 16:42 to go. quarterfinals of the highly anticipated CalPAC tournament. We've been waiting all year for this. Penguins come in tonight, seeded number 3, 11-5 in conference. Pioneer Ladies, seeded number 7, 6-10 in conference. Oh, driving the lane is Takoya all alone. Oh, man. Takoya had such a sweet look at it. She just couldn't make it. But Shauna Bryant was waiting in perfect position to put it back. Penguins by 3, 45-42. 16-18 to go. Amy Elliott between the circles. Amy Elliott drives the lane. Left side. Elliott off the glass, off the side of the backboard. Man, nowhere near it. And Elliott was so on in the first half. Down with it to Coy. Janish three ball right wing. Oh! Big time three ball from Janish. Janish hammers it from way out there. Never a doubt. Man, Pilo and I had a perfect angle on that one. Driving the lane left side is Cooley. Easy layup. And she coolly lays it in there. 48-44 DU. 15:38 to go. Here's a block by Taki Takoy. Goes out of bounds on the shot by Amy Elliott. And they give the ball to the Penguins. I thought Takoy tipped it on the way out, but apparently I was wrong. And that's rare. I'm very rarely wrong, Pilo. Okay. Well, Takoy threw it away. And that I'm not wrong about, because it went right into the hands of Christina Lynn. Lynn kicks it out, left side to Hunter. Goes long three ball, Hunter 22, no. Hunter flips it up to Janish, not Hunter. Hunter it got away from her. Takoy flipped it to Janish, and Janish nails the long two ball from 18 and a half. Boy, she had 1 foot outside. Coming up on 15 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by 6, 50-44. One team foul committed by the Penguins, one by the Pioneers. Driving right side now, Frieda Lee. Lee with a head fake against Raquel Gomes. Off-ball penalty. It's called against Gomes. Second team foul committed by the Penguins. Second personal foul committed by Gomes. 50-44, fans. We're inside of 15 minutes in the second half. Game one. CalPAC doubleheader. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Man, a Hail Mary by Morgan Hunter goes down. Oh, what an athletic play of the scissor legs by Hunter there, Pilo. 14-40. Penguins by 4 now, 50-46. Right side, Bryant. Bryant drives in. Lang gets the rim, gets the bounce, and gets the deuce. 52-46, and the DUs are starting to do their thing. Morgan Hunter, who just scored that killer two ball a second ago, just cans a big three from straight away. So just as I was stealing the virtues of the Penguins, here come the Pioneers. Pioneers just stole it back. After the Penguins tried to transition, Amy Elliott goes three ball. Game tied! 52-all. Amy Elliott out on the right wing. She was out there 25 feet. Pilo, I can't even throw a ball 25 feet, much less throw it on the mark like that one. 52 up, 14-02. Pilo.
Just when you thought Dominican was going to pull away, Morgan Hunter came back with two back-to-back three-pointers from almost NBA range, so that was pretty surprising. Dominican just needs to keep getting the ball to what's her name? Raquel Gomes.
Yeah, Gomes down low is pretty good for the DUs.
She's on
Shelly Clarmanco, too, but Shauna Bryant in place of Clarmanco, who left the game with an injury. Clarmanco is up and around as the coach is down on a knee with the dry erase board. So I think Clarmanco is going to be okay. And we'll keep an eye on Clarmanco. She got poked in the left eye, but I think she's okay. Although she's rubbing the eye. 14:02 to go, fans. 52 up. It's been back and forth. Well, it really hasn't been back and forth all night. It's been back and forth in the second half. In the first half, it was all Ease Bay. Pioneers dominated the first half. And the Penguins were up by 6 there for a second. And now game time. This is a do-or-die situation in this tournament. Takoy drives in right side softly. Takoy with a masterful move. Drives the baseline right side. Pounds it home. Morgan Hunter's got it between the circles now. She is being guarded very closely. by Flatten keeping an eye right on the ball. Oh, man, Hunter with some good footwork, but Flatten would not let her in. She flips it off to Elliott, who's been rough on the DUs all night. Off the left side, Christina Lynn drives and gets a whistle with 7 seconds on the shot clock, and I think it may be an off-ball penalty against Janish. We'll see. Now it's on Gomes. Gomes gets another one, and it's 54-52. 13 and a half to go, fans. Christina Lynn will get a chance to go to the line. Lynn is out of Honolulu, Hawaii at 5'4". She's a junior. She stands with the right toe on the line, left foot back a little bit. Bobs on the knees a couple times, slowly, and knocks down the first one. Lynn back to the line now. Pretty full house. This one is a horseshoe. It's out. Bryant picks it up. A nice box out work by Bryant. Penguins by one. DU on offense now, bringing it up, Janish. Janish goes right side to Takoy. Takoy slams into Lynn. No whistle. Now they get it down low to Bryant. Bryant puts it down and gets a whistle. And that's what the Penguins wanted. It's what the Penguins needed, and that's exactly what they got, especially considering Shauna Bryant is very, very adept from the line. 13-13, fans. Penguins by three. Bryant to the line with a chance to make it for Pila.
That was a nice little high-low action. And she had a chance for a three-point play, but she missed free throw.
Bryant misses the freebie. 13-07 to go, fans. Penguins by three. This is going to come right down to the wire. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC tournament. Good footwork there by Hunter. But Flatten just won't let her in. Say Hunter's got the best ball control of the Pioneer team. Reaching in is Bryant. Bryant picks up the foul. No, she doesn't. Another one on Gomes. Oh, no. And Klarmenko must re-enter now because Chambers does not want to lose Gomes coming down the stretch. And I think that's three on Gomes.
Is that three on Gomes?
That's her third. 56-53, 12:50 to go. Here's Lynn with a long jumper. No, Klarmenko rebound. Softly, Klarmenko hauls it in, hands it back off to Flatten. Flatten in the backcourt, passes it off to Janish. Janish brings it up against Christina Lynn. Back over to Flatten, right wing, right in front of the broadcasting area. Flatten wears number 20 in the black socks, about halfway up the calf. She heaves it across the court. Takoy, three ball on the way, left side. Oh! Holy cow, and Takoy, just when the DUs needed it. 59-53, and that's large. Coming up on 12 minutes. Pila has a great shot, huh?
Yeah, that was a great pass by Flatten.
Yeah, you're right. Flatten did heave it all the way across the court. Shot on goal is blocked. Frieda Lee thought she was going. Shauna Bryant stuck an arm in there, and a whistle blew, but I don't know. The ball may have just been out of bounds. It wasn't a foul. It was just a good block by Bryant. And there's a travel on Morgan Hunter. Hunter went in, bobbed on the left leg, and had nowhere to go with it. 59-53. 12:09 to go, fans. Penguins on top by six. The greatest margin so far. 360 spin move by Alicia Flatten. Flatten drifts into the lane. Flatten gets it to go. 61-53. Here they come. Penguins defending the Southern Hoop. Morgan Hunter brings it up for the Pioneers. She goes left side. Back between the circles. Frieda Lee, left side. Bryant's against her. Bryant never got off her feet. Bryant had the hands up, but was flat-footed. Lee got right over the top of her easily. 61-55, 11 and a half to go. Coming off a great 360 spin shot is Alicia Flatten. She goes right side. Now Takoy, who just hit a big three. Takoy drives in right side softly. Takoy, yes. And Taki is on her way. 63-55, DU's 11 up, 11-11 to go. Long three ball goes off by Hunter, no. Janish with the rebound. Janish to bring it up. Christina Lynn with the full court pressure in between the circles. Lynn and Janish. Oh, Lynn is playing her tough. Across the middle, Janish sticks a left arm out, maintains control. Right wing. Here's Takoy, whistle. What? What was that, Pilo?
I think she stepped out of bounds. That was a tough ball.
Man, that was real. I guess you're right. It must have been. There was no violation except for the foot.
Getting a couple careless turnovers.
Not a good time to do it as we're coming up on 10 minutes. 10:48 to go, exactly. Say we're coming up on 10 minutes. We're just inside of 11, actually. 63-55 fans. Oh, man, driving it coast to coast is Williams. Shea Williams. Oh, man, and the Penguins get it on the give back by Ashley Jacobs. Jacobs, who got the start tonight, has been pretty sure-handed. Dew's got it down low now. Bryant, 360. Bryant, too short off the rim. Gets her own rebound back up. Bryant, foul, no whistle. Williams comes down with it. Williams heaves it the length of the court. All the way up to Christina Lynn, goes left side. And Alicia Flatten gets called with the foul, 63-55. It was one-on-one, Pilo, and Alicia Flatten had to stick an arm in there.
Yeah, that was a good foul she took. She didn't want to give away the breakaway layup right there.
Good call.
Make her earn it at the line.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right. Penguins by 8, 63-55. Lynn on the way, missed it way right. Man, that's a gift. When you get the freebies, better take them. Alicia Flatten's going to take a break as Brittany Rowland has come into the game. Kisarina Hafoka has come into the game. Gomes is back in there with Takoy and Janish. And Shauna Bryant get a drink of water. Second one now by Christina Lynn is on the way. And with a little bit of side spin on the ball, that one falls. 10:20 to go. 63-56. After Lynn went to the line and made one of two. Rolling now, the low bounce pass to Takoy. He's kind of had a hot hand all of a sudden. Just as I say that, Takoy throws the ball into the backcourt, and there was not a Penguin within 400 miles of the area where the ball came down, Pilo.
Yeah, she went baseline. She had nowhere to go. She threw it to no man's land in the backcourt.
10 minutes exactly to go, fans. 63-56. After Takoy with a crummy chuck. He's over to the right side now, up and under. Pretty athletic move there by Frieda Lee. Frieda Lee's got all the shots, Pilo. 63-58, 9:45 to go. Takoy's got it. Ooh, Takoy almost dragged a foot. I don't know how she didn't get called on that one. Straight away, Hafoka's got it under the hoop. Hafoka is fouled while she was underneath. 9:35 to go, fans. 63-58. I'm just saying it when it goes dark. You got to stay on that. So Hafoka will go to the line. You're listening to live CalPAC basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Pilo. Kaserina Hafoka on the line, on the way. Very short. And that is not like Hafoka, who is a dual sport athlete. She's also on Roger Goodwin's volleyball team. So dual sport star is Hafoka. She makes the second one. Williams has got it. She kicks it off right side. Over to Lynn. Lynn on the way. Lynn hits the deck. Uh-oh. One of the Pioneers hits the deck and hits it hard. Yeah, that was Lynn. Very slow to get up, but she does get up. And she's kind of limping around. The foul's called against Kisarina Hafoka, 64-58. Lynn will go to the line. Lynn, a 5'4" junior out of Honolulu. 9:25 to go. That's the seventh team foul committed by the DUs. Only three committed by the Pioneers so far. This one on the way. Again with the side spin, Pilo. I don't know if you've noticed that, but she spins that thing sideways.
That's a pretty interesting shot she's got going on there.
I think it's just the way it rolls off the right hand. I'm not sure. We'll see if this one does it, too. She makes the first one, 64-59. It does.
Yeah.
It sure does. It spins sideways like a screwball, but it works. I think she's only missed one freebie tonight. So now the Penguins are back on offense as Alicia Flatten is preparing to re-enter the game. 9:15 to go as the clock rolls. Rowland's got it. Comes off of her foot. Uh-oh, Rowland's in trouble in the corner. Rowland gives it away. Williams has got it. Now it's 2-1. Well, it's just two Pioneers down there. No Penguins anywhere near them. After Rowland made the freshman error and gave it up. 65-62, and East Bay's jacked inside of 9 minutes, fans. And now Rowland gives it away again. She tried to pass it off and gave it to Lynn. Lynn's got it. Game tied. 64 up. Oh, man, and Rowland with two tremendous errors at the wrong time. Penguins have got to get it together. Here's Hafoka down low. Hafoka throws it away. And now the Penguins all of a sudden are looking terrible, Pilo. Very sloppy.
That was a terrible pass right there. Just should have recognized that there was another person sinking in behind Gomes. Should have kicked it out to the wing for the three-pointer.
Anything but chucking it out off the end line after the freshman Roland gave it away twice. 64 up. It was a six-point advantage by the Penguins moments ago. The Pioneers have just caught fire. Well, caught fire, as they say in English. Here comes to the right side. Penguins just stole it away. Flattened with the steal. And now Janish throws it over the head of Bryant after the brilliant steal by Alicia Flatten. She flipped it off to the normally very sure-handed Kelsey Janish, who heaves it across the court and way over the head of Bryant. I mean, there's no way Bryant could get that thing. Went right through her hand, 64 up. Penguins are on defense now in this must-win game. It's do or die. And with some great defense, Shauna Bryant forces Frieda Lee to step on the end line. And the DUs get it back. Back and forth, back and forth. Who's it going to be? It's going to come right down to the wire. 7:52 to go on radio.dominican.edu. Pilo and I will have game two at 7:30. But for now, we've got us a real matchup. Bryant's got it. Down low, throws it away. It's as if the Penguins have never played basketball. The last 4 minutes of Penguin basketball have been the worst I've seen all season. And I've seen every home game. 7.5 to go, 64 up. It's not a good time to fall apart, fans. Amy Elliott's got it. She drives in right side, gives it off to Lynn. No, Penguin's down with it, sliding on her back. It was Hunter. And the foul is called against Hunter, and the D's are going to get it back. And that's the fourth team foul committed by the Pioneers. Thankfully, it wasn't against the Penguins, because the Penguins already have 7, and there's a lot of time to go in this one, Pilo. And if they get the double bonus, it could really matter. Driving the lane is Alicia Flatten. Couldn't get it. Oh, brother. 3 shots on goal, and the D's are nowhere near it. Here's a jumper by Takoy, and finally one falls, Pilo. 66-64 DU inside of 7 minutes. I cannot believe how awful the Penguins have gotten in the past couple of minutes, Pilo. I mean, they're just coming unglued. And maybe Takoy with that turnaround jumper will get a little spark going under the Penguins and get them back on track.
Yeah, hopefully. They just need a little bit more patient when they get the ball. They're rushing things a lot.
You could be right on the mark with that.
There exactly.
There it is again. Gomes throws it away again. Gomes last time chucked it over the head of Bryant. Then Gomes throws it away now. Now driving in is Frieda Lee in a whistle. Lee slammed it to Takoy, and we'll see what the call is with 6:29 to go. 8th team foul committed by the Penguins. Foul is committed by Taki Takoy. Takoy, the 5'7" freshman out of New Zealand. And the Penguins with a snowman, and that's no good. Re-entering the game is Colleen Cooley. She's going to give Ashley Jacobs a break. Penguins by 2. But Lee goes to the line, and she misses it. Oh, man, the Penguins needed that. 6.5 to go, fans. Taki Takoy brings it up. Right side, Takoy. Over to Janish. Man, if the Penguins could get things going. Here's a long 3-ball by Alicia Flatten, and it goes. Left side. Flatten nails it. 6:10 to go. Oh, that's huge, Pilo.
That was a big-time shot.
Frieda Lee now, left wing. Gets tripped inadvertently by Bryant. Shot on goal is no good. Hauled down by the Penguins. Good rebound by Gomes. A good time to do it. Right side to Coy. Slowly 3-ball on the way. Oh! Talking to Coy! Nails the 3-72-64 DU. 5:45 to go. How quickly it changes. Oh, man. 2 big 3-balls in a row. First it was Flatten. Then it was to Coy. Williams has got it left side. Williams slams into Janish and gives it away. Now, oh, Williams gets it back. Bounces off the foot of Janish. Three ball on the way by Cooley is good. 72-67. 5:20 to go. Whistles. I'm not sure what it was. It was just a slowdown in the action. As the officials slow things down, we're back underway. 5:15 to go, fans. 72-67. DU. Tokoi. She's got it out there on the wing. Tokoi's been pretty solid tonight. And as I say it, she throws it away. Right into the hands of Colleen Cooley. Cooley now has it bumped away by Raquel Gomes. Here's a three ball by Hunter. No. Oh, man. The Penguins got a break there, Pilo. Janish gets the rebound. She's going to slow things down. 4:48 to go. Left side is Flatten. Flatten has an open lane. Open look. Open shot. And buries the diss. 74-67. Oh, man. Just when the Penguins look as bad as they've looked all year. 2 minutes later, Pilo, they look as good as they've looked all year. So I don't know what to say except keep trying. How about that? 74-67. 4:20 to go, fans. Penguins on top. Penguins on defense now. Driving in left side is Amy Elliott. Elliott turns around, flips it back to Hunter. Hunter goes three ball on the way. Hunter deep. Who's going to get it? It bounces all over the place. Penguins do not get it. Frieda Lee comes out with it. And a timeout has been called by head coach Tony West from Cal State University East Bay. And this timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taquerias for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, located down there at the Montecito Plaza. Tacos y burritos. Find them online at Puentes.com. Pilo, you've been to Puentes, I bet.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a pretty good place.
Pretty good? Don't you mean the best burritos in town?
Actually, yeah, I do. They are the best burritos in town.
Puentes Taqueria fans, one of the big-time sponsors of DU Athletics. I'm surprised Bobby's not in the house. Bobby's the owner of Puentes Taqueria. I don't know if you've been in there recently, but back in the day, I had about 10 pictures on the wall there. That's true. They used to take a picture of you. Every 10 burritos you bought, they'd either give you a T-shirt or they would take a picture of you. So I had about 15 T-shirts. One Christmas, I gave a T-shirt everybody in my family, a Puentes shirt. And then I thought, well, I have enough shirts. And I had a bunch of pictures up on the wall. So that's my little Puentes history for you tonight. 74-67. I can tell you're very interested. 74-67, fans, 4 minutes exactly. Penguins on defense. Here we go. Coming right down to the wire. Can the DUs hold on? We'll find out. Pilo and I are here to bring it to you. Morgan Hunter's got it. She kicks it off to Christina Lynn on the left side. Lynn's got Janish on her. And Raquel Gomes stuck an arm in there, swiped it away, but Ashley Jacobs was able to convert. Jacobs got it to fall, 74-69. 3:40 to go. Penguins now on offense, over to our right. Tokoi's got it. Tokoi flips it into Shauna Bryant. Bryant is rejected. A gigantic rejection by Ashley Jacobs, and then it came off of Bryant's shoulder. Bryant had the palms to the ceiling and didn't like the call. 3:27 to go, but the Penguins cough it up. Christina Lynn's got it on the left wing. She flips it off to Amy Elliott in a travel, and the fans were calling it before the whistle even blew, Pilo. Penguins by five. 3:19 to go. Janish, backcourt. Tokoi now brings it across. Oh, boy, Tokoi almost brought it across the timeline before she flipped it backward. So once you're over it, you can't bring it back. Alicia Flatten now goes to Janish. Oh, man, and two players hit the deck. Janish hit the floor very hard. Pilo, I'm not sure, but I thought I felt about a 4.2 Tembler shake this place when Janish hit the deck, but she pops up and she's okay. Now they're going to wipe up the floor as Janish catches her breath. 3:05 to go, fans. Penguins by five. The Penguins have committed 19 fouls, however, and that's kind of huge. 14 fouls committed by the Pioneers. And we'll see how that the foul situation comes into play. East Bay's got the ball, though. And they're going to have it on the long end. And they do bring it in. Christina Lynn throws it in. She's flanked by Janish. Janish right behind her. Lynn in the left corner. Thinking three ball. Amy Elliott wants to do it. No, she kicks out to Lynn on the right wing. Lynn now drives the lane. Lynn right side elbow. Kick back outside, Morgan Hunter. 10 on the shot clock, Hunter. Between the circles, dribbling high. Hunter goes in left side, lays it in with a nice layup. Hunter, oh, beautiful shot. Penguins by three now. And we're at 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Here's a three ball by Janish on the way. Short. Hauled in by Schaefer, one of the starters. But Schaefer has not gotten a lot of airtime tonight. And they give the ball to the Penguins. And I think Janish talked him into it, Pilo.
I don't know what kind of, I think she did talk them into it, but I don't know what kind of shot that was. 25 seconds on the shot clock. You're up three with 2 minutes left. You need to work the shot clock a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I'd agree. The Penguins have not been patient tonight at all. They've had moments of brilliance tonight. On the way, and a three ball by Flatten, and Flatten lets it fly! 77-71, 2:10 to go. Penguins on defense now. Oh, Flatten hitting them. Hit a couple tonight when the Penguins really needed it. Long three ball goes off. DU can't get it to fall. Shot back on goal by Ashley Jacobs. No. And down with it is Shauna Bryant. 77-71. Boy, there were three shots on goal there, Pilo. And the Penguins managed to come down with it. 1:54 to go. And now an official timeout. As in the backcourt is Alicia Flatten. And Flatten got flattened. But I think she's okay because they're going to leave her in there. Timeout has been called by the Penguins with 1:54 to go. 77-71. Penguins have 19 fouls while the Pioneers have committed only four. This timeout is brought to you by T&B Sports since 1946. T&B Sports, you know where they are, Pilo, down there on 4th Street?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Bought a couple things from there.
What's the last thing you bought at TB?
What was the last thing I bought? I think I just bought a basketball there the other day.
Oh, that's a good call. What's a basketball cost these days?
Something like 25, 30 bucks.
Wow. I think at most other stores it's much more than that.
Yeah, I think it's like 50 at some other stores.
Well, that's TNB for you. Since 1946, TNB Sports. Find them online, Pilo, at TNBSports.com. All right, fans, that's the end of the timeout. Alicia Flatten will stay in the game. She's out on the floor for the final minute and 54 seconds with Shauna Bryant, with Raquel Gomes, with Taki Tokoi, and Kelsey Janish. In the backcourt, Penguins have the ball. Penguins by six in this must-win game. Quarterfinals of the CalPAC right here at Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Pilo. Stuart Horn and Pilo. I almost said my name correctly, but I didn't. Now Shauna Bryant's got it on the rebound after Janish hits the deck, and Bryant nails it deuce. Penguins by eight, 1:27 to go. Coming right down to it, fans. Penguins trailed for the entirety of the first half, but for only a few seconds. Stolen by Tokoi in the backcourt. 1:15 to go. Penguins by eight now. Pioneer bench very quiet. Backcourt now. Alicia Flatten. Penguins have only got 10 seconds to bring it across the timeline, and they may have wasted it. Nope, the foul was called against Amy Elliott as the Penguins just shuttled it across the timeline. And that's the fifth team foul. But they managed to get the clock to stop, and a timeout has been called by head coach Tony West for the Pioneers. Pilo, you're witnessing as your very first game as a color man, live basketball action, you're witnessing a pretty exciting match.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, first half, I thought Dominican was in a little bit of trouble, but second half, they came alive and turned it around. Right now, they just need to hold on, get the ball, waste as much clock as they can.
Fans, if you'd like to interact with us now or for the rest of the night, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. No spaces, no caps. DUC Radio. On the AOL Instant Messenger. And the messages go straight to Pilo's computer that he's sitting right in front of. So please keep them clean. Pilo's a student here at DU. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Shout out to Pioneer fans listening to worldwide. And of course, all the CalPAC teams that are listening tonight to find out the outcome of tonight's matchup. Penguin men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 against Oaks from Menlo College. And we're back underway, and we're at 1 minute exactly. And Janish has got the ball. And the foul is called against East Bay's 21. That is Amy Elliott. And that's a sixth team foul. 57.4 seconds to go. Inbounds. Foul is called against now Morgan Hunter. And only 3 seconds spun off the clock there, Pilo. And that will send Alicia Flatten to the line. 54.9 seconds to go. You have any classes with Flatten?
No, I do not. But yeah, congratulating her after this victory.
Flatten knocks down the first one with 54 seconds to go and a 9-point advantage. The odds are clearly in the favor of the Penguins. Make it 10 points as she knocks them both down. 54.9. Inbounds, clock rolls. In the backcourt, the Penguins don't want a foul. Morgan Hunter brings it up. She goes left side and stolen away. Oh, for an instant by Alicia Flatten, but Flatten stepped on the end line. 47.3 seconds to go. Penguins by 10. And that's pretty comfortable. Not insurmountable, but comfortable. Wouldn't be the first time in the world that a team has come back from a 10-point deficit in less than 1 minute, but I'm confident that Coach Chambers is not going to allow that to happen tonight under any circumstance. And now they're going to reset the shot clock at 25 seconds. 47.3 remain overhead. 81-71. Morgan Hunter's got it on the inbound three ball deep. And it bounces out of bounds, and we'll see who they give it to, and they give it back to the Penguins. Christina Lynn tried to save that one after it bounced very high off the rim, and now the Pioneers have it in the backcourt, and they bring it in, and just a couple of seconds burns off of the clock, and reaching in was Christina Lynn. Unfortunately for the Pioneers, the foul was committed against Alicia Flatten, one of the best free throw shooters in the Cal Pack. And that will send Flatten back to the line. So perhaps that's the reason that Brianna Chambers had the ball come inbounds to Flatten on the way, and that is good. 40 seconds remain overhead, fans. 82-71. Flatten back on the line on the way. And the biscuit is in the basket. Bringing it up, Morgan Hunter, left side. For a second I thought that the Penguins were going to steal it away there. Frieda Ligo's three ball, no. And now a whistle under the hoop as Shauna Bryant gets wrapped up with 27.8 seconds. So as usual, the final 2 minutes of a basketball game takes anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes to accomplish. 83-71. 27.8 seconds, inbounds to Janish from Tekoi. 1.5 seconds spins off, and East Bay does not want to die. And the seniors on the team, Emily Schaefer and Amy Elliott, along with Melanie Inouye, although we have not heard from Inouye tonight, Elliott and Schaefer got the starts tonight, and this will conclude their collegiate careers. As Janish makes the first free throw, 26 seconds exactly, and Janish will go back to the line. 84-71 on the way, and that one's good. And the Penguins are just pouring it on now. East Bay's got it. They bring it across. 21 seconds. Long three ball goes off by Elliott. And Janish has got it in the backcourt. And eventually, the Penguins are just going to slow things down, and they do. 7 seconds to go, and East Bay's just going to let it run out. 4-3, and the D's have made it to the semifinals. Final score, Pilo.
85-71.
Well, you did a magnificent job, my friend, as your debut performance, your maiden voyage as a color commentary guy, and you're going to be hanging around with me for game number 2. Should be huge. Penguins win the first one. So now on Friday they will play in the semifinals. That game will not be broadcast. It will be played at Cal State University East Bay. And should the Penguin women make it past the semis, we will be broadcasting the finals Saturday night. So keep an eye on the website at radio.dominican.edu. And as soon as we get the results from the semifinals, we'll have it posted. And we'll have the game times posted as well. I can tell you already that if the Penguin women make it to the finals, they will play Saturday night at 5 o'clock. But one thing at a time, Penguins win tonight. And that was huge. To get past East Bay, never easy. And in the first half, Pilo, I wasn't sure the DUs had a chance.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think they came out very strong. But, you know, second half, they changed their mindset, came out there, and just totally crushed out that East Bay. So it was a good victory for DU.
All right, fans. Overhead, it says 28 minutes until the second game gets going. And Pilo and I will be back as the men from Menlo College are in the house. And the Penguin men will be taking them on. Just about 28 minutes to go. Pilo and I will be back with the pregame then. Until then, please enjoy our featured artist, Amanda Carrillo, right here on radio.dominican.edu.